Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about the custom of Kaparat. Well, let's go! Yes, fellas, hopefully everything in your personal lives are really coming in place and coming out kicking ass. Yes, my life little by little is a work in progress, so hopefully tomorrow is better than today. But yes, have you noticed all the crazy things that people are doing? Yes, I found out about this little religious thing called Kaparat. It kind of sounds like Kakarot from Dragon Ball Z, but I'm sure I'm butchering it. I'm sorry, I'm a wetback, so hehe. Yeah, but apparently this Kaparat, whatever it is, that if you're the Jewish faith, that you could do all kinds of sins, and you could transfer all your sins to the chicken, and then you kill the chicken, and then all your sins are forgiven. Yes. Huh. What a crazy concept, right? Well, let's find out. Why do they think this? Yes, according to the Brave browser, it says the religious practice of involving Jews killing chickens to transfer sins is known as Kaparat. Yes, it kind of sounds like Kakarot, right? But no, it's not from Dragon Ball Z. It's not one of the Z fighters. It's some other things, completely different. Yes, even though you're wasting a chicken, but technically you're getting rid of your sins, so this works, I guess. This is a customary atonement ritual practiced by some Orthodox Jews on the eve of Yom Kippur. Alright? In this practice, either money is waved over a person's head to transfer their sins and then donated to charity. Okay, that's kind of retarded. Or a chicken is waved over the head to transfer the sins and then slaughtered in accordance with Halakhic rules and donated to the hungry. So you send your sins to a chicken and then you feed the chicken to the poor? Damn, I bet that's some kind of fucked up thing. I'm sure the goys would love eating that. Just saying. Well, here's a video that I have of a guy explaining why they kill the chickens and transferring the sin and all that good stuff. Let me bring it up.
You're trying to transfer all your sins. That really, when a person does a sin, you're supposed to be killed. But God in His mercy.
Oh, interesting. So you could transfer your sins to a chicken and then God forgives you for it? Oh, okay. Good to know.
It says you can be spirit. So you try to transfer the sins from you onto the chicken. And the chicken gets killed, as you see over here.
Gee, wasn't that the premise of Child's Play? You know, when you transfer your shit into another vessel, y'all shit on Dambala, give me the power, I beg of you. Oh, man. Yes, maybe I should dress like a Jaguar warrior, too, and start removing people's hearts. Well, you know, I'm descended from savages, so, you know, I could do that, too. Just saying. But I won't, because I'm a civilized human being. I'm not a fucking brown-skinned savage. So, yeah, remember, this is for entertainment purposes only, so don't be hurting people. Just a friendly word of advice.
Yeah, this ritual called Kakarot, I know I'm saying it wrong, it's not Dragon Ball shit, but yeah. Anyways, yeah, they do this because in Hebrew, chicken, oh, I'm sorry, not chicken, but rooster and human is one and the same. Yes. Yes, this has been written by some dude named Schwartz. Yes, I guess from the Spaceballs franchise. Yeah, may the Schwartz be with you. Anyways, let's read through all this crap and let's go to the part telling you about the chickens. Okay, so let's do some reading. It says, what is the history of this rite? Kaparat, whatever, is not mentioned in the Torah or in the Talmud. The custom is first accused by Jewish scholars in the 9th century. They explain that since the Hebrew word giver means both man and rooster, punishment of the bird can be substituted for that of a person. So yes, just because the rooster and man is the same word, they think they could trick God and using the bird as a proxy for the sinning. Yeah. I guess God being all-knowing and all-unfollowable, you could still foul him, right? Foul. Yes, I guess so. Yeah, I was thinking of putting this thing on YouTube, but knowing YouTube and talking shit about Jews, I'm not really talking shit. Well, I'm gonna say stuff right now because I'm not gonna put this on YouTube. Jews like fucking killing people and they like treating people like shit. So, yeah. Fucking Jews. You're gonna get your ass killed because you're doing stupid shit and you deserve it. So, fuck off, stupid Jews. Just a friendly word of advice. But I know you're gonna guys keep on doing your shit. because Donald Trump is a fucking faggot and he'll never do nothing right because he loves Jewish semen. So, yeah, that's my little two cents. So, fuck Jews and fuck stupid people that follow Jews. And fuck off. Well, anyways, this is Gonzo G saying goodbye, farewell. I'm just trying to finish this shit because I was supposed to do it yesterday, but yeah, lately I've been busy with work, so yeah. Sorry, friends, I'll try to do something a little bit better. So you guys take care, and I'll put something about Jews. Yeah, bye-bye.
There's a clip of a local rabbi in Monsey, New York, and he was accused of infecting babies with herpes. What is the practice of the rabbi actually biting the tip of the penis off and then sucking the blood out of it?
The reason that this came to light is because Orthodox Jewish communities, they're very insular. They're not talking to other people who are outside the community, right? But when you have dead babies who are horribly maimed and their brains are totally fried from these STDs that the Morials are giving them, you can't hide that, right? And that becomes a huge news story. So some of the roots of anti-Semitism come from this horrifically evil practice, right? And so when a Moyal would use his sharpened fingernails to shred the genitals off of a child, the foreskin, some of the babies would bleed out and die. So what rabbis did is they instituted a new practice called Mitzitza Bapa, sucking, which is after they'd shred the infant's genitals, they would suck on the bleeding penis. It's kind of like if you get a cut, you may suck on it to stop it bleeding. That was kind of the thought, right?
Makes me nauseous.
But it seems overtly sexual to me to perform bloody fellatio on an infant. I mean, well, wary of criticizing, well, that would be anti-Semitic. It's like, well, okay, you know, we need to address this because if you're harming infants, you know, it's just what is in the best interest of children.